This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks again for spending a bit of it with me. Before we dive into today's show, I want to just remind you guys that registration is now open for our spring 12 weeks to transformation. So if you want to learn more about working with me and the Primal Potential team over the next 12 weeks, or you want to register and grab your spot, head over to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/739, and all that information will be there for you. Today, I wanted to start off with a story about a conversation I had with a friend of mine. We are partners in my other business together, and basically the backstory is that she had been very consistent, and then she wasn't as consistent. And when she was being consistent, she was getting great results. And so emotionally, she was up, right? She was excited. She was enthusiastic. She felt really motivated. Then she started to get a little frustrated when things weren't going quite as she hoped that they would, when the progress wasn't as clear or as linear, she started to feel a little discouraged. And that discouragement took her out of the game. I guess more accurately, she allowed it to take her out of the game. And so she wasn't doing the things she had been doing before, which just compounded the fact that she wasn't getting results. And then that deepened her frustration, right? So we got on the phone and essentially, we both agreed that, you know, when she's feeling really good, she's in action. And when she's not feeling so great about things, she's not in action. And it becomes a vicious cycle. Lots of reasons for feeling up, right? I'm excited. I had a great phone call. We had a good meeting. And very legitimate reasons for feeling down that happened to all of us, regardless of our goals. Things didn't turn out the way you thought that they would or whatever. All legitimate. And then your results are inconsistent because your action is inconsistent. So here's what she said to me. She said, Elizabeth, you know what I think I need to do is take the emotion out of it. She said, I don't know how you do it with Primal Potential. I don't know how you can just not be emotional when things are going poorly, when you feel discouraged or you get negative feedback. And I kind of laughed and I said, oh, I'm quite emotional about it. I definitely have the emotional roller coaster in all aspects of life, certainly in Primal, but I have that in my romantic relationships. I have that with how I feel about self-care and my body. I have that with every single one of my goals, the emotional roller coaster. And there's all of these like memes online about being a business owner and how one minute you're like, I'm amazing. This is amazing. It's the best thing ever. And then 5 minutes later, you think, well, the sky is falling. It's going to fall apart. Nothing's working. I need to find a job and work for somebody else. And people all laugh and say, oh, yeah, that's how you know you're a business owner. But I think it's kind of more broad than that. That's how you know you're a human. How many of us can relate to feeling really, really amazing in our romantic relationship 1 minute, and then 5 minutes later, we can't stand that person? Or, I've said this before, you look in the mirror and you think, I look really good today. Like, wow, I feel good about this. And then 15 minutes later, you walk by the same exact mirror, you catch a different angle, and you think, oh my gosh, I'm falling apart. I look awful. I need to get it together. What's wrong with me? Nothing's working. That's human, right? And what I explained to her is, it's not that I've taken the emotion out of it. I don't even know that that's possible for me. It's certainly not something I want to do. But here's the thing. The emotional ups and downs don't change my behavior. They don't change my action. They won't stop me. And I've spent years practicing this with Primal Potential, but it's something that I try to practice in every area of my life. And I'm stronger in some than in others. And I'm sure that is true for you as well. But whether I feel great about things in work or I feel really crappy about things, my actions are consistent. They don't waver. You wouldn't know how I feel about my work and how things are going because my actions look the same regardless. And this is a practice, if we're talking about fitness and working out, if we're talking about nutrition, if we're talking about saving money or building a business, anything. When I first started Primal, one of the initial things I would practice for consistency was doing my important work before the TV goes on. Because when I first started, when I left my job, I would often start the day real slow. And I might turn on and watch a show that I had recorded the night before, right? This was before on demand, and you actually had to like set the TV to record to be able to watch it the next day. It makes it sound like it was 100 years ago. It really wasn't that long ago. But basically what this meant to me was whether I feel like getting into my work or I don't feel like getting into my work, whether I feel like things are going well or I don't feel like things are going well, whether I'm motivated or not, whether I'm tired or not, I do this thing. So I am on that emotional roller coaster for sure, but my behavior remains the same. And then I kind of added pieces to that over time. I respond to email every day. I don't let it pile up. I then added the time of day that I start. No matter where I am or how I feel or if I'm in the mood, I start my day early. Not because I'm a superhero, but because that's when I'm the most clear. If you've talked to me at 4 or 5 or 6 p.m. at night, you know that my energy is not the same then as it is in the morning. So I told her, I don't think what you need here is to be less emotional about business. And I think that's true for everybody. I don't think you need to be less invested in whatever your goal is. The practice that changes the game is not emotional stability, though that can help. The thing that drives results is that your actions remain consistent regardless of how you feel emotionally, right? Human emotion is not something that most people are going to eliminate, whether it's a can eliminate or it's a want to eliminate, it doesn't matter. We want to care. We want to be invested. And with that comes emotion, right? You cannot just feel the upside without the downside. It's not, well, I want to be able to feel excited and motivated, but I don't want to feel frustrated or disappointed. Embrace that and remain consistent regardless. Remain consistent regardless. And so I said to her, you have to identify what consistency means for you. And then build a habit, a practice of doing those things when you feel up and when you feel down, when you feel in the mood and when you don't, when your day is busy and when your day is more free. So it begins with, what is that daily commitment, right? What are you willing to do every day? What is that standard that you are setting of how things will go? What you will do, what actions you will take, regardless of how you feel. And this is something that can be built over time. You can start really small. What I said to her was about, you know, sharing her opportunity every single day, no matter what, 7 days with one person, period, no matter what. Over time, that can grow in number of things you're going to do or the amount of time you're going to spend on it. My daily consistency with my work in Primal Potential is much more robust than it was when I started. But if you're talking about, say, self-care, then you could say, I'm going to journal every day no matter what. Or I am going to have vegetables at every meal, whether I feel like it or I don't, whether I'm in the mood or I'm not, whether I'm happy or I'm sad, whether I have a lot of time or a little. Pick something. You have to define what is that daily commitment. Just start somewhere. What is that thing that will make a difference towards your goal that you are going to do every day, and refuse to let it hinge on your emotions, right? You could say, I want to floss my teeth daily. And you're going to do that daily, knowing full well that sometimes you're going to want to, and sometimes you're not going to want to, and sometimes you're going to have other things going on, and sometimes you're going to forget until 11 o'clock at night, and you're still going to get up at 11 o'clock at night, and you're going to go floss your teeth. The decision is, my actions are steady, even when my emotions are not. These two things do not need to move together. In fact, for consistent results, they cannot move together. The emotional ups and downs are going to happen, but your behavior does not have to track with your emotions, meaning you do more, you do better when you feel good, you do less, you do worse when you feel bad. Separate those things. Don't bundle them. They cannot continue to hinge on each other. See them as separate. This is a practice, right? You could say, I want to get 10 minutes of intentional movement every single day, no matter what. Great. So on the day that you don't want to do it, you do it. On the day that you're totally exhausted, you do it, because we're building a practice of seeing that these things don't track together. They don't run in tandem. They are not hitched, how you feel and what you do. You're creating consistency that is independent of how you feel. The big thing here is that you must define for yourself what that consistency is or looks like. And if you're just getting started with this, I would say pick something small. Something small. Not 47 things and not something huge in general, right? Like, I'm going to eat well regardless of how I feel. Well, what exactly does that mean, and what exactly does that not mean? And I think you would be more successful picking one specific thing versus having this generalized sense of eating well. So maybe that is, I'll follow the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, which I talk about in episode 195, period. Regardless of if I want to, how I feel, how stressed I am, how emotional I am, how many excuses I have. Or maybe it's the example of vegetables at every meal. Or it's how much water you're going to drink. Maybe it has nothing to do with self-care. And it's about how you speak to your partner. And I will be kind and loving. It's not hinging on how I feel, right? I don't behave this way because I'm in a bad mood, and I behave this way because I'm in a good mood. The practice is separating the emotional state from the behavioral state. And the critical component, aside from practice, is knowing what that thing is that you want to be consistent with. Define it. Be as specific as possible. And then see every single day as a chance to practice. This isn't just a decision, one and done, there we go, oh shoot, I blew it. It is a practice. And every day presents us with opportunities to practice. And just like if we're talking about basketball or piano or a foreign language, we have to practice over time for it to be something that's really ours, something that we own, something we can count on that is predictable. So you're going to identify that one specific thing you want to be consistent with and have separate from how you feel emotionally. And then you're going to practice it. And just like basketball and piano or learning a foreign language, doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. Of course you are. But you have a willingness to return again to the practice and return again to the practice. And one of the success tips we talk about a lot is having accountability, having a team, having somebody that you can tell, this is what I'm working on, and then check in with them. Maybe you do this with a friend, and even though you're working on two different things, you update each other every day over text or every week on the phone or over coffee. Leverage the power of accountability for that. The goal is not to be less emotional. The goal is to be consistent in your actions regardless of your emotions, so that you are the kind of person who is open and loving and warm even when you're frustrated. So that you are the kind of person who takes great care of yourself even when you're tired and you're busy and you're sad. And this does not require that we feel less. It requires that we unhitch what we do from how we feel. Before we go, guys, think about the 12 weeks to transformation, especially if you're somebody who feels like you would really benefit from some structure and some coaching and some accountability. And here's the way that it works. When you register, which you can do by going to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/739, we will send your identity journal out in the mail to you. You will get immediate access to our daily coaching audios. I am in your ear 7 days a week to help you recommit and re-engage. You can save those messages so you can come back to ones that really, really speak to you and get you where you want to be mentally. Every single week, we have a new challenge, something that we focus on. And if you didn't listen to episode 738, you must go back and listen to episode 738 because it'll give you a little bit of insight into the psychology behind the 12 weeks to transformation. Definitely go back and listen to that one if you haven't already. We have coaching calls every single week, and you can catch the recordings of those if you can't be on there live. But think about it as a way of making sure that this year doesn't go by looking exactly like last year, so that you don't have to continue to struggle, because the struggle is optional. You can learn more about it. You can register by going to primalpotential.com/739. If you have questions about it, do not hesitate to reach out, whether it's me or it's somebody on the Primal Potential team. We are more than happy to talk about if this is the right fit for you, what you can expect, all of those good things. But make sure also that you've listened to episode 738. To get more info, go to primalpotential.com/739. And I hope that we get the opportunity to work really closely with you this spring. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.